Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We are continuing our lesson, Too Much Money. In yesterday's lesson, Ben and his Uncle Bob were having a conversation about Ben and Sandy Johnson's business. And of course, the problem is now they're making so much money, they don't know what to do with it. What else did we learn about yesterday's lesson?
Well, they are very concerned, so Ben wanted to ask his Uncle Bob for help because he doesn't want to become a victim of his own success. The company is flush with money, and he really wants to know how he could invest that since they don't have any stock for their company. They're just a small business.
That's right. So they don't have any shareholders because they don't have any stock. And, of course, they have paid everything off. They have recouped all of their expenses. So they're doing great. Now let's continue to see how this conversation plays out. Let's get started with today's part of our lesson, Too Much Money.
Too much money?
Do you think we should just reinvest in the company?
That might be a good option, but you should be prudent.
Why?
We've talked about how successful businesses need to grow in a balanced and controlled way. As far as I can tell, your business is already growing pretty quickly.
That's true. So, what am I going to do with this extra cash?
Well, it seems that hiring employees was the right decision. They've definitely helped your company grow.
That's true. They've been extraordinarily helpful in expanding the business. We wouldn't be where we are without them.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. Employees are important to a business. In day two of our business article this month, we'll see why it's important to remember that. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Prudent. Prudent is an adjective. Making prudent choices will lead to success. Extraordinarily. Extraordinarily is an adverb. That book is extraordinarily useful in preparing for the test. Bonus. Bonus is a noun. This year's bonus was a wonderful surprise. Charitable. Charitable is an adjective. Laura is raising money to support a charitable cause. Let's jump right into our article.
Well, that is very good to hear, very encouraging, because Ben had been having some employee troubles, if you remember. There were some problems with some of his employees before, but now it seems that that has all worked itself out, and Ben gets to start this conversation today. So let's go back to the beginning. And Gabe, would you like to continue as Ben?
Of course. He says, do you think we should just reinvest in the company? Now that's an interesting word that Ben uses, to reinvest. You know what to invest is. You put something somewhere. You invest into a stock, for instance, hoping that it will grow. Now you can reinvest. That means you do it again. You can reinvest into your company.
That's right. So he's thinking, what options do I have as a small business? What can I do with this extra money, all of these profits? Reinvest in the company could be one option. Uncle Bob says, that might be a good option, but you should be prudent.
Ah, well, that is a good word straight from our word bank, prudent. If you are prudent, that means you have common sense. You are wise in handling the things that you own. It's good to be prudent.
It is good to be prudent. So when you are thinking about investing, be prudent. Use good judgment and your money will begin to work for you. So you won't be a victim of your own success.
That's right. So if you are prudent, you can make prudent decisions. Of course, you can be a prudent person. That's very important. And the noun form of this word is prudence. P-R-U-D-E-N-C-E. It's good to have prudence.
That's right. Well, Ben, so yes? Uncle Bob just said that you should be prudent, and you have the next line.
Ah, yes. It's a very long, important line here. Mm-hmm. Why?
Ah, yes. Very long indeed. Well, we've talked about how successful businesses need to grow in a balanced and controlled way.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Can I interrupt you for a minute there?
Okay.
Thank you. All right. A balanced and controlled way. Yes, you learned about this before, but it's a good reminder. If you have a business, you don't want things to get out of control. Even if you're making a lot of money, you should still try to balance and control your growth. Do go on, Uncle Bob.
Oh, well, thank you. As far as I can tell, your business is already growing pretty quickly.
This is great. Uncle Bob has a lot of good lines here. As far as I can tell. I like that phrase. That means he's not sure about things exactly, but it looks to him a certain way. It seems to be a certain way. If you're not sure, but it seems to be a certain way, you can use this phrase. As far as I can tell. As far as I can tell, well, your business is improving. How else can you use that phrase?
That's right. So you understand something to be true. It's just your understanding. There might be other things that you don't know about. So as far as I can tell, the project will be finished by next week. But maybe some other factors come in. Maybe someone needs to take a vacation. Well, that could push the project back another week or two.
That's right. And of course here, as far as I can tell, we're making pretty good progress today. And I think you are too. As far as I can tell, your English is improving. Well, Ben has another line here. He says, that's true. So what am I going to do with this extra cash?
Well, it seems that hiring employees was the right decision. They've definitely helped your company grow.
Well, that's true, Ben says. They've been extraordinarily helpful in expanding the business. And that's a great word we want to talk about from our word bank, extraordinarily. Kind of a big word. But you know the word extraordinary. If something is extraordinary, it's amazing, beyond normal. If something is done extraordinarily, that's the adverb form of this word. So how could you use this word?
Well, it is a modifying word. Extraordinarily, you might say, that building is extraordinarily tall.
Hmm.
You can't believe how tall it is. Maybe you feel that way when you first look at Taipei 101.
Oh, that's how I feel sometimes. Extraordinarily short compared to the building. You could also talk about a person. That person is extraordinarily smart, or she is extraordinarily lazy. Or you could talk about your day. I had an extraordinarily great day.
Well, that is a fantastic day if it is extraordinarily great. Wonderful. Well, Ben, you still have another line there.
Ah, yes. Ben's not finished. He says, we wouldn't be where we are without them. He's talking about the people that he hired, and their company has grown to a great place. It's got a good foundation, and he wouldn't be where he is without his new employees.
That's right. Well, it is time for us to learn something with Michelle in the language lab.
We wouldn't be where we are without her.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们看的是 prudent 这个形容词。Prudent 是指谨慎的或小心的。 例如 David is a prudent investor. He has never made hasty decisions. David 是位精明谨慎的投资者，他从来不做仓促的决定。或者是 It's always prudent to read the contract thoroughly before signing. 在签约前仔细阅读合约总是明智的。继续我们看的是 extraordinarily 这个副词。extra 这个字首有超过或以外的意思，所以 extraordinarily 是指格外的或者是非常。例如 Charles is extraordinarily talented in numbers. Charles 对数字格外的有天分。它的形容词是 extraordinary， 拼成 extraordinary。例如 ，The training requires extraordinary patience and perseverance。这个训练需要非凡的耐性和毅力。
Today we're continuing a conversation between Ben and his Uncle Bob in our lesson Too Much Money. Well, Ben and Sandy Johnson have a business that is growing and they have a lot of money. Uncle Bob reminds them that you want to make your business grow in a balanced and controlled way. And as far as he can tell, their business is doing pretty well. He just reminds Ben to be prudent with what he has.Ben, of course, is very grateful for the people that he's hired. They have been extraordinarily helpful. Well, let's continue this conversation between Ben and Uncle Bob.
Too much money?
Then one good option for you might be to give employee bonuses.
It isn't the end of the year, but...I guess that doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't. Giving bonuses is a great way to show your employees you value them and their hard work.
I suppose we could also use some of the money in support of a charitable cause or community project.
That's another great idea. It never hurts to be generous or to show your community you care.
Thanks, Uncle Bob.I'll let you know how things work out.
Well, those are some good options. So, let's go back to this part of the conversation and learn something from it. So, let's see. Uncle Bob has the first line. That is me today. Then, one good option for you...might be to give employee bonuses.
That's a good idea. Of course, Ben was just talking about how helpful his employees are. Maybe he should give them bonuses. Let's look at that word. A bonus. That's an amount of money that your boss might give you, maybe just to show that he appreciates you,or for some other reason, he might give you a bonus.
That's right. So a bonus is something extra. It's not something that is required by someone to give to another person, but it's a little bonus. You can get bonuses when you go shopping. If you buy so many items, maybe the store will give you a bonus item, something extra. But here we're talking about extra money that a boss gives his or her employees. Now, a lot of times in the U.S., companies will give their employees Christmas bonuses.
That's right. So Christmas bonuses in the United States, but around the world, that might happen at different times. Of course, in Taipei, you might receive your bonus around Chinese New Year. So this is a bonus, something undeserved. It's different than a raise, of course. If you get a raise, that means your salary every month is going up. A bonus could just be one time. It's a special occasion. Well, Ben continues here. He says, it isn't the end of the year,I guess that doesn't really matter. So it's not around Christmas time, but I guess that doesn't matter.
Right. So those bonuses usually come out around the end of the year, Christmas, New Year's, the end of the year. So it could be Western New Year, Chinese New Year, but you know, it doesn't really matter. And Uncle Bob agrees. He says, no, it doesn't. Giving bonuses is a great way to show your employees you value them and their hard work.
And I think that's a good point. If you have a company, you're running a business, and you have people working for you, it's good to keep the morale up. It boosts people's morale, M-O-R-A-L-E. And you want there to be a good morale among your employees.
That's right. So you want them to be happy to work for you, not to come into work every day feeling like they aren't going anywhere or they aren't appreciated for all that they do at your company. So if you give them a bonus, whether it's the end of the year or not, it doesn't have to be a special occasion, but to reward them with something nice.
That's true. Well, Ben says, I suppose we could also use some of the money in support of a charitable cause or community project. So now he's getting creative. Now he's thinking about what to do with his money. Let's take a look at our keyword, charitable. What does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, if you are charitable, that means that you want to support people who are in need. Maybe you want to be charitable toward a hospital and support the doctors who work there, the sick people that they treat. You could be charitable toward many nonprofit organizations and help support them, like the Jumbo Foundation that we learned about earlier this year.
That's right, or the Christian Salvation Service. There are so many charities out there. Sometimes a nonprofit organization that helps people in need or animals are called charities, C-H-A-R-I-T-Y, a charity or many charities. So it's good to be charitable, to help with money or in other ways. Right now, Ken and Steve are going to help us explain what a cause is in the information cloud.
It's always a good idea to support a charitable cause. It's even better if you believe in a cause.
So, what is a cause? Cause here has a special meaning. It's a goal or principle that you feel strongly about. What would be a good cause, Steve?
How about ending world hunger?
Good one. If you believe in a certain ideal, you can call it a good cause or a worthy cause. And to Steve, ending world hunger is a good cause. Another good cause might be reducing carbon emissions.
Nice. Once you've discovered a good cause that you believe in, you might ask people to donate money to that cause because it's a worthy cause.
Now, we need to be careful and not confuse a good cause with having good cause to do something. If we use cause as an uncountable noun, cause takes on the meaning of reason. So if you have good cause to do something, you have good reason to do it.
That's right. We should not be absent from work without good cause.
一起来看 cause 这个字, cause 最常见的定义是原因起因, 所谓的 cause and effect 就是因果关系。 但 cause 也可以当不可数名词, 表示目标、理想, 主义或是众人关切或支持的一个运动。 A worthy cause 就是一个很有意义或很值得付出的一个理想。 Ending world hunger, 结束世界上的饥荒, 就是一个 worthy cause. 今天的课文中, Ben 说他们可以拿一些钱去资助 a charitable cause, 慈善的用途。 Cause 也可以表示理由, 这也是一个不可数的名词, 所以不能说 having a good cause to do something, 必须说 having good cause to do something, 有充分的理由做某一件事。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次
Thank you, guys. There are many good causes out there that Ben could be donating to or be charitable toward. Now, Uncle Bob continues, that's another great idea. It never hurts to be generous or to show your community you care.
Yes, and it's a good idea for us to talk about that phrase he uses. It never hurts to do something. That means it can never be bad to do something. Let's use that phrase in another way. You could say, it never hurts to try something new. Even if you don't do it for a long time, it never hurts to try. You might fail, but it never hurts to try. How could you use that phrase?
Well, it never hurts to tell your family how much you love them. Many times we don't tell our family members, our parents, just how much they mean to us, but it never hurts to tell someone, I love you.
All right, and of course, it never hurts to be generous or to show your community that you care. Ben says, thanks, Uncle Bob. I'll let you know how things work out. He always likes to let Uncle Bob know about his business. They have a great relationship. Well, now it's time for a review skit, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Well, hello, Ben. Long time no see.
I know. I've been really busy.
Busy doing what?
Busy making this money.
Woo-hoo-hoo! So business is booming.
It sure is. The company is flush with money.
Woo-hoo! Well, that's a lot of cash.
Yes. But what should I do with it?
Well, what are your options?
I could pay dividends or buy back some of our stock.
But your company doesn't have stockholders.
Yeah, that's why I'm at a loss of what to do.
Oh, hey, why don't you pay down debt?
Oh, we don't have any debt. Hey, maybe we should reinvest.
Ooh, only if you're prudent. Businesses need to grow in a balanced and controlled way.
Right. So what should I do with this extra cash?
Oh, how about employee bonuses?
Oh, our employees have been extraordinarily helpful.
Yeah, show them you value them and their hard work.
Good idea. And maybe we can support a charitable cause.
Yes, another great idea. Show the community that you care.
Thanks, Uncle Bob. I'll let you know how things work out.
Ben?
Yes?
Don't forget your money.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 bonus 这个名词。Bonus 是指红利、奖金或者是格外的津贴。例如 ,Ray got a great bonus from the boss. Ray 收到了老板给他的一笔丰厚的奖金。Bonus 也指意外收获，例如 I love my job and it's an added bonus that the office is within walking distance. 我非常喜欢我的工作，更棒的是我的办公室走路就可以到。最后我们看的是 charitable 这个形容词， charitable 是指慈善的，例如 The charitable organization offers free meals to the homeless. 这个慈善机构提供游民免费的餐点。或者是 The church does a lot of charitable work for disadvantaged children. 这个教会做了许多帮助贫困儿童的慈善工作。它的名词是 charity, C-H-A-R-I-T-Y. 例如 This entrepreneur donated billions of dollars to charity. 这位企业家捐了数十亿给慈善事业。And now let's get back to our teachers.
We've had a great conversation the past 2 days between Ben and his Uncle Bob, trying to decide what Ben and his wife should do with their profits. One thing they talked about was that Ben could donate to a charitable organization or be charitable toward something. Now, do you agree that it never hurts to be charitable, Gabe?
That's actually a pretty good question. Of course, you want to be a generous person, but we also learned another word in today's lesson, prudent. It's good to be prudent with what you have as well as be generous. You want to find a good balance between the two.
That is very true. Well, think about that question. What are some good things and bad things about being charitable? And we thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend, last a lifetime.